Blog Talk Radio.
I just had it. Let me see if I can find it. I don't know if it's under P or T. Let's see. It's under T. But in the meantime, I'll give you a little Phantom of the Opera. my younger years, I used to have a fantasy about an opera singer. I love those high notes. But anyway, I'm going to give you a little tribute to a guy that's forgotten. I've done it a long time ago, so I don't know what's on there, so we're going cold turkey here. It's a tribute to a guy who gave up an $11 million a year of football contract to avenge 9-1-1. And he was killed by friendly fire. And he gave up his life for his country. And the bloggers were all screaming that he was a jerk for going to fight for this country and giving up $11 million. And he gave up more. He was his mother's national treasure.
So the big news today is that Pat Tillman was shot by his own friendly fire. And now the left wants it declared a homicide. But 911 was just a coincidence. 911 was just a fender bender. But when a GI gets killed by friendly fire, the Communist Party of North America wants it to be called a homicide. Well, here's my reply to the homicide charges. Soon we will all be Tillmans, not to worry. Everybody is going to get a chance to take a bullet for their country. The Arab world is small change. Wait till you see who arrays against us. Those who pretend to be divided will unite for the kill. Then we will have to defend your country or die. Never can happen has already happened, and war rooms over all the world are planning to destroy the American weakling. And that's how they see us, thanks to slime balls like you. I hope the Iranian student who ran over the 9 draft dodges gets transferred to Yale with a bigger truck. A country who betrays the military will have no military. Let's see you negotiate peace at the cockpit door on your knees with 2 minutes to go with a guy who says, shh, shh, it's okay. You better strike back for your country and you better support your country or you're not going to have a country. And who's going to take you in, loser?
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in day that I die.
And they were singing,
levee to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." They were singing, "Bye, bye, Miss American Pie." Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die."
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Can you tell me where my country went? Can you tell me where it is? Did it go communist? Did it go gay? Did it go broke? Where are we? Are we as messed up as people whisper? Having been politically corrected? And now they have been muzzled? And can't speak out anymore? Oh, you can't say this, and you can't say that, and you can't say grandma's getting fat. The country's starting to hit the skids, and we can't save all the messed up kids. I did a blog the other day, and I'll share it with you. The title was "Illegal Immigrants or Invaders." And I have a picture of a Mexican father with broad shoulders. He's wearing a Texas cowboy hat, and he's carrying his son. The father's back is towards you. You don't see his face, but you see the face of his son. And under that, I put a caption: "We want good people, not bad people." And then I also have a picture of MS-13. With five guys with ski hoods on, and four guys in the front with their shirts off, showing off their tattoos. And I said, open borders invite bad people, and if we don't do it the right way, we all lose. And the reason the borders are open centers on American drug addiction. One out of five Americans is a junkie. Crimes with guns are drug problems, not gun problems. And then I have a picture of a young man on the ground being hugged by a crying woman, and he's just OD'd. And that's our problem. Speed up legal immigration, slow down drug crime. And guns don't kill people. Drugs do. Druggies using guns kill people. And that's where most of your crime is coming from. It's not coming from the law-abiding citizen, who the government has turned on in a fury because they can't catch bad guys. A bartender, a Cuba Libre, and a giraffe of wine. Speaking of giraffes of wine, where is Michael Moore? Is he going down to Cuba for that great medical service down there, the service that killed Hugo Chavez? Is Michael going down there for open fart surgery? Yes, everybody told us the wonders of Cuba, how great it was. There is a song I'm going to play for you. It's a beautiful song, and it's a nice dance number. It is called "Cuban Fantasy" by a fellow named Machito. You know what Cuban fantasy is today? A loaf of bread. Yet the Fidel Castro is worth $670 million that we know about. That doesn't count what we don't know about. You think he's in Cyprus too? With the rest of the Russians? Yeah. He did it all for the people. He owns all the cigars. He owns all the sugar. He owns all the rum. Yes, he owns everything. Okay, make that a double, a Cuba Libre.
Connecticut is signed by an Irish governor. Yes, they're going to take the guns away from good people. They have a list of 100 guns that will no longer be sold. And of course, I'm sure everybody, every drug dealer in the country is going over the list right now and telling his people, listen, you can't rob the 7-Eleven using any of these guns. Yeah. Connecticut is gone. They've lost their marbles. All of New England has lost its marbles. And that includes New York. New York with the head of the marble losers. We got a guy, Mussolini Cuomo. He jumps up and he screams, it's a woman's right to choose, and you can't have, you don't need a 30-round clip to hunt a deer. Nobody's hunting deer, Mussolini. People are protecting themselves against guys like you who think we're deer. Yeah, he goes hunting deer. He goes with a 30 caliber machine gun. Yeah, unbelievable. What a loser that guy is. We elect losers. We love it. We love it. Give us a loser, we'll put him in office. In Connecticut, they caught an attorney general lying about his service in Vietnam. He was never in Vietnam. He was never in combat in Vietnam. And so he had to confess because people caught him in the lie. He said, that's right, that's right. I was a liar. I was no good. I'm a goddamn liar. And I made believe I was in combat. I had ribbons on. You know, I had 3 ribbons on my uniform. The first one was for reading the New York Times. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. So you know what? You think Connecticut would wise up and chuck him? No. They propelled him. Up high. He's now a senator from the state of Connecticut. Oh, my goodness gracious. And what's he for? All the things that bring the country down. So, after the Connecticut ruling where they took the guns away from law-abiding citizens and created... do you know in Australia they took all the guns away? Do you know what the criminals are doing now? They're robbing people in broad daylight and saying, I have a gun. They don't show it. They just say, I have a gun. And the people give them everything. Yeah. Sing a little Waltzing Matilda on the way to fill out the forms for being robbed. So, Mayor of New York, our esteemed mayor, Mohammed Bloomingdale, the keeper of the 16-ounce pee kiosk, follows suit. and the leadership of Connecticut, and he has ordered all magazines seized to curtail gun crime. So newspaper stands are closing all around the city. Newsweek, you can't find one. A Time magazine has gone underground. The mayor says without these magazines, the criminal is out of business. He can't reload. Vehicle accidents, here's some good news. Vehicle accidents are down in the big organic apple. However, the bicycle lanes have seen many accidents, mostly at the intersections where the city salt licks have been installed. There is no truth to the rumor that bicyclists are being run over by taxicab drivers shouting Allahu Akbar. Yeah, Allahu Akbar. Are you looking forward to the spring? It's creeping up on us. The flowers are starting to come up.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string.
That was the girl from Ivonima, the sultry saxophone of Stan Getz, and the light and luscious vibes of Cal Jada. Nice tune, huh? Oh, where did that talent go? What do we have today now? The Tupac Memorial? Oh, God help us, man. All you jazz musicians, I feel sorry for you. You never get a fair shake. You got to do, you know what you got to do? You got to do melody, because these people don't know from music at all. If you just do melody, you'll make a fortune. Don't improvise. Hang in there, and we'll tell you what's going on. You know the United States is sitting on more oil than Saudi Arabia and the entire Middle East? Do you know we're sitting, thanks to fracking, we can now extract more oil from the ground than ever before. We could be oil independent. Do you know how, when I was in Kuwait in 98, I was there, I saved everybody. I went into a hotel and the first two floors were burned out in the Meridian Hotel. And I had to meet a Kuwaiti guy, and you had to take the baggage elevator up to the rooftop. And there was one fax machine in the whole hotel, and there was like 300 guys waiting to send a fax. This is before computers, emails. 98. Can you imagine that? In 98, there were no computer emails. So, I'm meeting this Kuwaiti, and we're having dinner, and it's late. Dinner starts in Kuwait about 11. And all the workers are Filipino. God bless the Filipinos. They are hardworking people. They are good people. They love God. They're Christian, and they would die for their religion, except this one guy I know. But they are great people, and they work all over the world. And they could have a gold mine in their own country, but it's so corrupt. The best thing that could happen to the Philippines is we do what we did to Hawaii and make them a state. I would love to see that, but you'd have to get rid of the corruption. And be, atone the corruption down. Be only as corrupt as we are here. Because we're the role models for honesty. Yeah, we're the role models for honesty. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Bigger crooks you cannot find. As a matter of fact, when I was in Kuwait, I trusted the Kuwaitis more than I trusted the Americans. I'll tell you something. I was at a booth for about 4 days and selling product. And when Saddam Hussein came into Kuwait, if you were caught with a fax machine, it was a death penalty. Pretty much like it's going to happen here. And these people, they didn't have business cards. They didn't have anything. And I would give them my pen, and they would write on my business card all their information. And the next day, at least 6 Kuwaitis came back to me to give me the pen they took by accident. I had a compass that I had sitting on a desk. You know, my wife gave it in case I got lost in the desert, because I'm known to get lost in Manhattan. And I come in one morning and there's a note. The compass is gone. And in perfect English, a guy goes, "I got your compass." And that was an American. He stole my compass. Unbelievable. Kuwaitis are very honest. There's two things I got to say about them. In business, they'll take your eyes out. But on a one-on-one relationship, and honesty is the rule. They're way above board. And one other thing, they have a tremendous respect for the elderly. I was at a house, and a guy gave me a videotape of Yasser Arafat
and Muammar Gaddafi at an Arab meeting. This is when Kuwait had been seized by Saddam. And Gaddafi threw an ashtray at Yasser Arafat. And somewhere I got that tape. It might be good for laughs or money one day. It's black and white. So what was I going to tell you? Oh, we went up to the rooftop at this Meridian Hotel. And the service was very bad. They were probably shorthanded. And finally, this Kuwaiti became enraged. And the waitress came over to take the order, and he lambasted her. And he really verbally abused her. And then he called, he says, send your boss to me. And the boss came over, the manager, and he said, I want that girl fired. You know, pretty much like we do it here in the States when we stab somebody in the back, only we don't do it that. We do it more subtly when we betray each other. And I'm just saying, don't get yourself excited. You're going to ruin your appetite. You're not going to enjoy the food. So they hustled the girl up, and she came to take the order. And my Kuwaiti friend said, you want a salad? You're going to have a salad? I says, no. No, I'm not having a salad. No. Because I knew what was coming. I knew what was coming. I learned a long time ago. My mother was a waitress, and somebody sent the steak back. It wasn't cooked enough, and the chef spit on it. We will not be taking a salad. No. So that's that story. So where was I headed? We'll head to a tune, and we'll chat this more. A sad story. I'll add an addendum to this. I had a young Kuwaiti partner. I was doing his father a favor, and so I treated him like my own son. And he had never been to the United States. So when he came here, as a treat, we took him to the world, Windows of the World. And what I did was, I told the waiters that it was his birthday. It wasn't his birthday, but I want him to get a little special attention. And while we were sitting up at the table, looking down at clouds, he says, Mr. Tom, this is the happiest moment of my life. And then all of a sudden, the waiters came out, all the Mexican waiters, all the Latino waiters, they came out and they sang happy birthday to him, and he was gone. He was in ecstasy. And I often wonder, the day of 9/11, when those towers came down, how he felt. He must have been in agony to watch those towers come down and those employees of Windows of the World die. And we were in a church down by the World Trade Center, a small Spanish church that my wife used to go to when she worked at when she was going to school at St. Vincent's Nursing. And she used to go to this church all the time. And we went in to pay a visit, and in the back was a picture of a chef and a note, have you seen my Henry? He was last seen at the World Trade Center. How sad. You know what's sad about it? We got snookered. We got caught by surprise. Our intelligence failed us. And not only did our intelligence fail us, but the military failed us. The most they could do was scramble two planes without weapons from Washington, D.C. up to Manhattan, and they ended up over the ocean waiting for orders. We couldn't protect ourselves. Even sadder, the USS Normandy was pulled out of the home port that was built for it. and was recalled to Norfolk, Virginia. And the Normandy, had it been at the home port in Stapleton, could have shot down at least the second plane. The Normandy is similar in design and style to the USS Vincennes, which shot down an Iranian passenger liner that had flown over protected military aircraft carrier space. And I often wonder if that plane strayed by accident or was going to take the shot if it could get on top of that carrier. You know, get that last minute Allahu Akbar cheer. And there's another incident that you don't know about. It was Egyptian Airlines, and they were bringing back military officers who were trained with the U.S. military. And I remember the guy's name, Batuti. He was the co-pilot. And they all say, those who were supposed to know, have said that he committed the suicide. But his family said he wasn't the type of guy to commit suicide. So I always thought that maybe Batuti was fighting a suicide bomber and lost, a suicide diver and lost. And maybe Batuti was a hero. We'll never know, will we? We'll never know why four guys got left in Benghazi. Was that because somebody didn't want to see them back in the States and ruined their chance for a presidency? Well, your chance for a presidency, lady, are over, because Ben Carson is coming. Yeah, and when you play Fannie Lou Hamer the next time, Ben's not going to buy it. And neither are Ben's friends. Yeah, what a joke. What a joke. We're in trouble, man. They can sell us anything. In my book, The Spirit of America, Party, I did a chapter to terrorism, and the focal point was 911. And I did three songs. If you read my book, you can click on three songs to go along with the chapter you're reading. But for 911, I selected an Irish song called Makushla, which means my darling, and I dedicated that to all the women who suffered on 911. For the men, I did another Irish song by Frank Patterson called My Son, for all the sons who died on 911. And for all the kids, I did a Roy Orbison tune called In Dreams. And I like to think that when Roy Orbison did In Dreams, he had been in London doing a show, and he got word that his wife and children all died in a fire back home. And how devastated he must have been. I mean, what more can you say? Here's a guy, he's riding high in his career. He's loved all over the world. He has a family. He has a home. And while he's on stage, somebody calls him on the side and says, your wife and children have died in a fire. And he's not there to be with them. And so I always equate Roy Orbison and his tune In Dreams with 911 and the kids that lost their father or mother on 911. In dreams I walk with you, in dreams I talk to you. But this tune that I've got for you now is called Love Hurts. And you could say the same thing about this tune. Thank you. I started to tell you about how much oil we have in this country, and California is loaded with oil. And they want to go broke, but they want to go broke, but they want clean air. Yeah, they want clean air. Boy, those noses must be at a high altitude, huh? But with fracking, that makes us oil independent. And I started to tell you about Kuwait. You know how much oil was, gasoline was in Kuwait when I was there in 98? 11 cents a gallon. Do you know how much oil was in November of 98 in Abu Dhabi when they all met to fix the oil prices? How much you think oil was a barrel? You ready? $10 a barrel. How's that? How's that grab you? That could be us. We could be pulling oil out of the ground at $10 a barrel. We could pay off the Chinese at $10 a barrel. We could be, let's say with inflation, we're paying 22 cents a gallon. We'll double what the Kuwaitis pay. Fill it up. That's $2.25. Yeah. And wouldn't that be good for the economy? There's so much oil here. I bet you, and as soon as it starts to come online, you're going to hear guys calling each other in New York, in New York City. Hey, Joe, what are you doing today? I wasn't going to do much. Maybe watch a football game or something. Come on over to my house. We're fracking. We're fracking here. Yeah, that's it, man. Let's do the frack. Everybody do the frack. Okay. Let me find the next episode of the day. You know, this government of ours is real sneaky. And I got to tell you, I feel sorry for big business. And I love Exxon. I wish we had more Exxons. And the bigger the business, the better. I love big business as long as it's American business. As long as it's American business and it's not Starbucks. Now, Starbucks, a Marine wrote, I'm wrong about this. It turned out to be it was a false report. The false report was the Marines in Afghanistan wrote Starbucks and we love the coffee, and Starbucks says we're against the war. Go to hell. But it turned out to be a lie, and the Marine that reported it had to retract it. So you got to be careful. You know, you want the truth to set you free, but you don't want lies to bring you back to slavery. So I do like Exxon, and everybody has Exxon stock. If you don't have Exxon stock, you're crazy. Every 401k has a little Exxon in it. And I love these people that are always talking about the oppression of big business. These are the same communists that want to oppress you with big government. Did you ever see the Russians and how they lived under communism? Do you have any idea? My wife told me a story of a Russian woman who had come to the United States and walked into a supermarket for the first time, and she broke down and she cried. I saw pictures of the gummy store that was the national supermarket, and people were in line around the block. Did you ever see this picture? They were in line around the block. They were going in, and when they finally got to the counter, they had all these big refrigerated showcases. They were all empty, and people were getting a receipt, a chit for a roast beef. Come back on Wednesday. How's that? Is that what you want? Is that what you want? After you destroy big business, the bigger the American business, the better. Who do you want to put out of business? Exxon? And what are you going to do? You're going to allow BP in England to flourish? You're going to allow Elf Aquitaine in France to flourish? You're going to allow Lukoil in the Soviet Union to flourish? You're going to allow Royal Dutch Shell to flourish? You're going to allow Kennedy oil well in Venezuela to flourish? Yeah. Unbelievable. You want to put the only free enterprise out of business and cater to government-controlled oil. Yeah. We're in trouble. We need more entrepreneurs and we need more workers.
Hang in there,
small
folks.
Business gets a bad rap. They get the shaft. I wanted to mention to you, with all the taxes that are coming out of your hide, you know, the government is always looking for new ways to screw more money out of you. And one of the tactics that they use are fines. Because fines are open-ended. They can walk into a corporation and say, you know what? That piece of pork in the refrigerator wasn't stamped grade A. $4 million fine. And what is the owner of the business do? What does the corporation do? Can't fight them. Going to talk to your lawyers. The lawyers will say, pay it. Don't fight it. Right? That's what you're paying a lawyer for to say. We're not going to fight it. Yeah. Hire me. I'll tell you can't fight it for less money. So that's what happens. And then the owner of the company says, well, I just lost $4 million today. How much are the widgets? The widgets are $1 a piece. Tomorrow they're $1.25. Hi, little taxpayer. How are you today? You want a widget? $1.25. What happened? It was a dollar yesterday. Inflation. Cost of doing business. I used to crack me up. I used to see these clothing stores and somebody would steal a leather jacket. And the help would say, boss, somebody stole a leather jacket. How much was it? $400. Okay, raise everything by $5. That's what's happening. You're paying for it. You're paying for criminal activity. You're subsidizing rehab. All these junkies that end up in rehab, you're paying for that. Those are self-inflicted wounds. You shouldn't have to pay a dime. If a guy takes his car at 120 miles an hour and runs it into the exit of the Holland Tunnel, you shouldn't have to pay for his self-inflicted wound. Well, we have the automobile insurance. Oh, that's right. Yeah, add another $10 to everybody's automobile insurance. But the fines are the ones that you got to watch the government with because they can go crazy. So hang in there and let me gather my thoughts. That's sad. You know what's sad? The minimum wage. Everybody wants a raise in the minimum wage. And you know what's really sad about the raise in the minimum wage? Like this week, they're demonstrating against McDonald's and Burger King, who pay a minimum wage, I think, of $7.95. And the demonstrating employees want $15 minimum wage. And you look at $7.95, and nobody can live on that. We know that. That's why everybody is on disability. Yep. You lower the disability, everybody will be off a disability. But, you know, the good always suffer because of the bad. The bad create the problem, and the good have to pay for it. So the minimum wage, some guy that's struggling with a business, and he's just making ends meet, all of a sudden his help come to him and say, see this from the government, and you got to pay us $15 an hour. And the guy looks and he goes, well, that means I have to get rid of this. Got to get rid of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 employees. How am I going to do that? I'm understaffed now. I guess I'll have to bring my family in to work for nothing. Yeah, that's what I'll do. In the meantime, the ones that stay on and get the raise, do they come to the boss and say, thank you, boss, for the raise? We know that you really had to go out of your way to do it. No. The boss didn't give me the raise. The government gave me the raise. This guy didn't give me anything. And that's how people think. And not only that, when you go from $7.95 to $15, the guys that were making $13 now want a $20. So it's an all-around big hit. But you watch those senators and those congressmen passing laws that only they can play the stock market with inside trading tips. Only in the United States you have to be a senator or a congressman, and you know what? They just passed the law. They can't do it no more because everybody was catching up to them, and they don't want to be audited, because if you audited those guys, you would find out who votes which way and what, and why they're doing it. Oh,
Look at this. 27 Democrat senators all voted for the widget company. Oh, and the widget company declared a stock dividend today. 2-for-1. Yeah. Legislation that enabled the widget company to make money. And as a reward, the senators who created the opportunity for the widget company to make money, they got a stock tip. Buy widget. Widget's going to double tomorrow. But if you work in Wall Street and you do that, they'll take you out in handcuffs and put you in the same cell. You could be a body servant to Bernie Madoff. Yeah. The ones who belong in jail are in the House and the Senate. And then I got to listen to Michael Savage doing his Beware the Military-Industrial Complex. Beware, Eisenhower said, beware the military-industrial complex. Hey, Michael, baby, listen, the Russians are in New York. What do you want to do? Well, we need weapons to fight them. No, Mike, we got no weapons. The military-industrial complex, they pulled out yesterday. Well, we'll form new corporations. We'll fight back. Michael, they're all gone, and there's nothing we can do about it. Yeah, the military-industrial complex. You want to hear about the military-industrial complex? Oh, these contractors over there in Iraq, they're making a fortune. Oh, yeah? I'll tell you a story about a contractor in Iraq. He was an ex-Army fighter diver skydiver pilot, totally qualified for war. He was retired. Want to know what kind of man he was? His wife wanted a divorce because he was always going away and fighting somewhere. So you know what he did? As a man, so you know the difference? He gave her everything. He gave her everything he had, and he started fresh. How's that for being a man? You find that guy here today. Well, anyway, he went over as a contractor and worked for one of those groups that the communists hate and that Mike Savage says is making money hand over fist and is crooked. And he had a friend. He made a friend. And his friend said, at the time when they went over to Iraq, we were just getting started, they had canvas doors on the vehicles. No Kevlar, no armor, no MRAPs, canvas doors on the vehicles. You know how many bullets can go through a canvas door? So his friend says, you know what, at this construction contracting company you're working for, if you come with me, I'm going tomorrow to this new company, and I can get you in. And it's $20,000 a year more. And the guy said, no, I'll pass on it. The next day, everybody got to see the guy that went for the $20,000 more. You know where he was? He was hanging off the Fallujah Bridge. Oh, those contractors are making money hand over fist. You want another hand over fist money? How about the Baghdad Highway of Death? How about driving a gasoline truck up and down the Highway of Death, unprotected? How about before your gasoline truck blows up, they take you prisoner? And your name is Tommy Hamill, and they have you for about 40 days. Yeah, they have you for 40 days. Tommy Hamill. Who can understand the workings of God's simultaneous judgment? And mercy, severity, and kindness, hearts softened by pain, often rest in heightened awe of God. Being encouraged and enhanced with enduring thankfulness. Tommy Hamill was like a prisoner for about 48 days. An Australian cameraman took the picture of his capture, but never helped him. And one day, as he was sitting as a captive of Al-Qaeda, he says God opened the door and let him out. And a passing U.S. convoy picked him up. And he lived to go home.
His house was in foreclosure when he went there, so he was greedy. He was going for the money. And his wife had just recovered from open heart surgery. Yeah, he just wanted to get filthy rich. How about he wanted to pay his bills? The Lord is my strength, my shield from every danger. I trust in him with all my heart. He helps me and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. Psalm 28:7. Thank you so much. My family is grateful for the prayer and support of you and yours. I pray the Lord is with you and your family each day. God bless you, Tommy and Kelly Hamill. Do you remember them? Do you remember Lieutenant? This tune is for all the Texicanos and American Mexicanos who served this country. Vaya con Dios. Do you remember Lieutenant Pantano? Do you remember Lieutenant de Bahena? Do you remember some of the guys that are rotting away in Fort Leavenworth? Guys that were on sniper teams that were accused of murder and betrayed by their own people. You should check on who's in Fort Leavenworth. We got MIAs in Fort Leavenworth, American MIAs that shouldn't be there. But political correctness rules the country. One day your children will testify against you in a court of illegal law. Then you've got Alan West, who was also almost sacrificed to the dogs of communism. Military is infected with bad people, and they're all sitting in courts. Get rid of those lawyers. The only lawyer that should be representing anybody in the military is one that has got combat scars. If he hasn't got any skin in the game and he's just been sitting in the office, he is not eligible to defend a combat soldier. So, having said that, I dedicate this next tune to all the Latinos who serve. And thank you for your service, from Texicanos to American Mexicanos. And don't let the Democrats kill your kids. Viva Cristo Rey.
Debajo de esas dos cejas, qué bonitos ojos tienes. Ellos me quieren mirar, pero si tú no los dejas, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera va. Thank you.
Okay, we gotta do some talking because I've lost my connection and I gotta start over and over. Okay, here we go. What else is going on in the news today? I think we're losing our country. When you hear a guy who's been around a long time like Bob Grant say we're finished, that's not a good sign. We've given away all our industry. We can't even make a comb or a toothbrush. And I remember when the communists told me, that's the Democrats, when the communists told me that we were going to be a service nation, we were no longer going to be a manufacturer. And I said, oh, is that right? And they said, yes. We're going to do the billing. Everybody else is going to do the production. And I said, oh, yeah, who's that going to be? I said, well, you mean like the Chinese that now own 2 million mortgages in the United States? And what's that other amendment about housing foreign troops? Does that still apply? Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. We'll be here. We're going to take this. We'll open this house. We're going to take this house. We'll take that house. And we take that big white house down there with the next to the monument. Yeah, we take that too. Yeah. And you could be, you could work for us if you play your cards right. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble.
Well, we're back, and we got a lot of good tunes tonight. So if you like music, hang in there. If you can't stand the politics, wait for the music. The name of the next tune is The Rhythm of Life. And The Rhythm of Life won't be sounding good until we stop killing kids. And that's what we're doing, and you can dress it up any way you want. You know, when you club a seal, you're killing a seal. And when you club a kid, you're killing a kid. And this a separation of church and state pretense to communize the schools is going to come back to haunt everybody. I got a feeling the suicide rate amongst the young kids is higher today than has been in a while. And they don't learn morals in a public school. They learn immorality. They don't learn a right from wrong. They only learn a wrong. And that's because there is no spiritual balance in those public schools. And I don't care what spiritual balance. Buddhism, Islam, Judaism, Christianity. But there has to be a reconciliation with a God. And our schools are going to be godless. And we're going to be more godless in our schools than the Soviet Union.
And I already see some of the sad results. I see kids that don't know right from wrong. I see kids who are looking for black arts. They're looking for something, a greater thrill. And I see what they're watching in their videos. And there's a lot of sick stuff out there. And there's no counterbalance. You know, if you sin for 6 days and 23 hours, but you devote 1 hour to God, you got a fighting chance. These kids, they have no God. And that's the work of the communists and the atheists. They're going to destroy God, but it's not going to be to anybody's benefit. It is really sad. Dope is not a communion. And we're all going to pay for it. And we're going to pay for it in broken hearts. Here's a cult song. Do not follow lost leaders. Follow tried and proven.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean. Suddenly a voice said, go forth, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen.
And the voice said, Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religion. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your current law white. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life.
And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet.
Gospel in Milwaukee, took his walkie-talkie to Rocky Ridge,
flew his way to Canton, then to Scranton, till he landed under the Manhattan Bridge.
Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built a present operation down below, with a fire pipe a-blowing while the muscatel was flowing, all the cats were go-go going down below. Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built a present operation down below, with a fire pipe a-blowing.
Fly to daddy, lift your wings and fly to daddy, lift your wings and fly to daddy, fly, fly, fly to daddy,
take a dive and swim to daddy, take a dive and swim to daddy, take a dive and swim to daddy, swim, swim, swim to daddy, hit the floor and crawl to daddy, hit the floor and crawl to daddy, hit the floor and crawl to daddy.
message for today is the draft has to come back. And I'll tell you why. The country lacks maturity. And they lack savvy, street smarts, and they don't know how to cope. They don't know how to stand on their own 2 feet. I mean, when your government says parents have to take care of their child till they're 26, you know, what is that telling you? I know people that got married with maturity at 18. And I know people that can't get married because they're still not mature yet. The draft has to come back, and I'll tell you why. Less than 1% of the country is all that defends it, and we're not in tune with them. We can't understand them. They're putting their lives on the line for us. They revere the flag that they're going to fight under and be buried under. And we're burning it. And we're wearing it as bras and panties. Are you kidding me? We are completely out of touch with reality. And when the fit hits the shan, like it did on 9-1-1, this country is going to take one giant crap and go panicsville. We're not ready for anything. The draft has to come back because we need more men, and we don't have men. We have a lot of sissies. And sissification is the mode of today. So, the topic of my subject today is Welcome to World War III. As the U.S. was deliberately attacked in New York's civilian city on 9-1-1, a day that shall live in unpreparedness with no intel, we repeat our stupidity. After Pearl Harbor, which suffered less casualties than 9-1-1, we swore we would never tie our ships together again. What saved us at Pearl Harbor was the aircraft carriers were at sea. On Christmas Day, I believe the year is 2010, we had 5 aircraft carriers tied together in Norfolk, Virginia, a prime target for a nuclear strike. We have concentrated all our ships in Norfolk, Virginia. We are a prime target, Norfolk, Virginia, for a nuclear strike. How stupid are we? We had in New York City a missile cruiser, the USS Normandy, was berthed in Staten Island with the capability of destroying commercial aircraft, if not both, a 450-mile radar sweep, and the sister ship of the USS Vincennes that shot down an Iranian airliner that was breaching aircraft carrier airspace. Chuck Schumer voted to send it back to Norfolk, and the base in Staten Island was then rented to Hollywood, subsidized by our taxes. Today I turn on Fox, the Truth Channel, and learn we are now going to deploy rescue teams around potential hotspots to prevent another Benghazi cover-up. Wake up, America. Can't you take a hint? We're in the 12th year of World War III. While we squabble over gay Easter eggs, the world is aligning to come in for the kill. There are enough terrorists in this country today to take out every mall in America. If 6 terrorists leave the gas on in one apartment complex, it's bye-bye time. And they're all protected by the Department of Justice. When was the last time the FBI came to work? The Secret Service is looking like spring break. But to say that to this day, we do not have rescue teams that can be any war zone in 30 minutes is bad news. No wonder Israelis all carry guns. Benghazi must be investigated in full detail. We must know how vulnerable we really are. Only 1% of the nation knows we're in a war. All the rest think 9-1-1 was a movie. You see the footage of the Middle East? Everybody has Russian-Chinese weapons, and they used to say we were the big gun runner. The communists did, to shut it down.
so that the communists and other countries could be stronger than us. Yeah, beware the Soviet military complex. Tomorrow, they smuggle into the U.S. Through the dope routes, baby nukes. North Korea toys with us, and their Iranian allies will strike within 3 years, not counting the never-can-happen surprise this year. We are less prepared now than on 9/11. We learn nothing from the coal in Yemen. All gains Bush made in Iraq are lost by Obama bin Laden. The sweetest sound I ever heard were Americans screaming as their legs were shredded by Syrian IEDs with the new Iranian copper lugs. Tell me about it. 47 Democrats visited Bashar al-Assad in Nancy Pelosi's Hajj while Americans were being blown to pieces down the street. She should have been taken off that plane and shot. Keep watching the Kardashians and say goodbye to your country. When the 1% who serves and protects is gone, we are all gone. And thought for today, how do you know you're not brainwashed? Is political correctness really communist correctness? Second article. Stop chasing Obama, start chasing the Senate. Obama is with us for the whole term. There are other termites to deal with soon. There are at least the three flag-burning, baby-killing senators that must be replaced with Tea Party Americans. Can you believe Carlos the Jekyll Levin? My friends, the Democrats hate the Tea Party, and so do the Republicans. Now, why do they do that? Because they are their own person. They will not be swayed. They do not vote party over country. They vote for the right thing, and tea comes in all flavors. Can you believe Carlos the Jekyll Levin is head of the Military Intelligence Committee? Did you hear him inform anybody that five aircraft carriers were berthed together one Christmas? All he could ask after the Clinton Towers came down on 9/11 is what did Bush know and when did he know it? No one is going to impeach Obama. Even if he got caught killing Americans or Mexicans, the fast and furious cover-up killed between 40,000 and 70,000 Mexicans. They showed you one dead border guard. But they didn't show you the kids crawling out of Mexican schools and heads, cut off heads on the street corners. And rooms full of body parts, arms in one room, legs in another, torsos in another. The fast and furious cover-up killed between 40,000 and 70,000 Mexicans. You could almost say that Eric Holder almost overthrew the government of Mexico by running guns to narco-terrorists. Those Eric Holder automatics delivered to narco-communists killed a lot of mothers with children. School kids had to crawl home under fire. A president who awarded no help to Benghazi and fired everybody who tried to help. He will not be impeached, so don't waste a good effort. Instead, cut him off at the pass by replacing Saxby Chambliss in Georgia, Tom Harkin in Iowa, Mike Johanns in Nebraska, Tim Johnson in North Dakota, Frank Lautenberg, the vampire in New Jersey. He returns to Transylvania. Carlos the Jekyll Levin from Michigan, and Jay, what a waste, the Rockefeller from West Virginia. Harkin, Levin, and Rockefeller voted to let the flag burn 40 days before 9/11. They vote to kill kids. They are party over country demo camos. Lautenberg never got the chance to do his dirty work. North Dakota, the land of life, begins with good oil prices, and they love kids. They will do God's will. Iowa has a good chance of sending an American this time. West Virginia is God and country, people. And the Bible and guns and confiscation attacks should bring us home. Once again, we have a chance. Whatever hold Rockefeller had on West Virginia is broken. Michigan, the self-destruct state, is a big problem. It's going to take a lot of tea to set them free. New Jersey is a toss-up, but one more real estate tax hike might do it. pray that New Jersey takes no more lemons with their American tea. We wouldn't have this problem if the rule was one term per termite. Why should Starbucks buy my vote with demo camo champagne contributions? The law should be $1 maximum, whether you are Chinese GE or Sister Sarah. The only lobby in the district of contributions should be in a hotel. If you feel Obama and his czars are a threat to freedom, you can only stop him in the Senate and pray you hold on to the House. That leaves us with the ACLU Supreme Court and his veto. Spend all your effort and concentration on these targets of opportunity and live free again. No more slavery. Roll back the size of the tax junkies Jones. America has to go into freedom rehab. Strike for your country. Don't count on the demo camos or the repuppies. Strike for yourself and your family. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we will all stay free. That's it. Bartender, a champagne. Musica! Oye, mira, Super Gringo is here. We love you, Super Gringo.
Amor llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Caballo le dan sabana porque muy despreciado, por eso no te perdono llorar. Ese amor llega sin esta manera, no tiene la culpa. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Ven, 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 ven. Bambolero, bambolera, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolero, bambolera, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. No te da perdón de Dios. Tú eres mi vida, la fortuna del destino. El destino te desaparado. Lo mismo ya callé, lo mismo soy yo. No te encuentro lavando. Eres posible, no te encuentro de verdad. Por eso un día no cuento si de nada. Lo mismo ya callé. Pienso en ti. Bambolero, bambolera, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así. Bambolero, bambolera, porque mi vida yo la prefiero vivir así.
Disgrace. I think that if every parent could get a dissecting understanding of what's taking place, the brainwashing that's taking place, the anti-American rhetoric that's practiced every day, you would put your child in a nunnery or in a monastery. I got to tell you, we have no idea how decrepit these schools are. But I'm going to give you an example, okay? My title is Schools Yuck. And I'm going to talk about a school that's a New York City college, the pride of the Big Apple. And the course is history, not American history, because they hate American history. You know what American history is in the colleges today? That's when they teach you that America did nothing but wrong. So it's not American history, it's just history. And the lead-in title is People, Power, and Politics. That's the theme. The assignment covers, now we're talking people, power, and politics. So what do you think the assignment is? LGBT crap. Absolute crap. Crap and lying propaganda. The viewing material you can see for yourself is on YouTube. This is what the teacher recommended the students read. I watch on YouTube. You know what the title is? Pussy Riot. It looks like it is filmed in a Russian Orthodox church, which is mocked. It's just like Opie and Anthony sending a couple into St. Patrick's Cathedral to fornicate and broadcast it live. And as a reward, Opie and Anthony got bigger paying jobs. How would you like? Do you think that network is going to burn in hell? You better believe it. My God says he's a jealous God. He doesn't like competition. Yeah. So you have to see how bizarre it is. And now you know why Americans can't get jobs, why parents waste tuition money. Welcome to Mandokane, New York. You can see it on YouTube. And the teacher wanted everybody's view report so they could discuss the wonders of LGBT crap. And that's what it is. It's crap. It doesn't belong at schools. Your children are being brainwashed, and they can't wait to get their hands on the four-year-olds. Look what they did to the Girl Scouts. Look what they're doing to the Boy Scouts. And look what they're going to do to your kid. So, here's a freshman year at another communist indoctrination school. And this time a high school. A high school named after a journalist. And this is a senior class, and they're getting the theme of the class is Introduction to Film. And the teacher likes younger boys because he's an adult. He shows the film, Brokeback Mountain. It is a communist Bible story. Then he shows Psycho. The shower scene, he points out the victim is being watched through a hole in the wall that resembles a vagina. That's his interpretation as he winks at the boys. What is this brainwashing tactic? If you rapidly flash popcorn on the screen, the subconscious mind orders popcorn. It is almost as if we are paying to go to the gallows. Why should American taxpayers be denied a choice of better schools? Why should poor people be forced to accept communist standards and nowhere to turn for good learning? Stalin said the greatest attributes of the American people are patriotism, morality, and spirituality. All three are being destroyed from preschool to college. Mothers who want to homeschool their children for their own protection should get paid. Should get paid. And you should be given money to go buy your education wherever you want and let these communist public schools go to hell. Have you noticed in the blogs when somebody attacks Christianity that some of the bloggers respond with, they wouldn't do it to a Muslim? Have you noticed that?
And why wouldn't they do it to a Muslim? You know why. Because the offender would wake up tomorrow with a note pinned to his chest with a 6-inch knife. And so they lay off the Muslims. But we can't say, let the Muslims take care of a Christian problem. They won't do it. You got to take care of your own problem. So stop wishing for Muslims to solve your problem. Solve your own problem. You know what you got to do. You got to fight them with fire, with fire. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to see. You know, in Europe, they have these roadside crosses where people can stop to pray. It's a wooden shelter. It's like a, and Jesus is in the center. They're very beautiful. I would like to see those go up all over the country as water fountains, and watch the ACLU go bonkers. So, in order to really punish the ACLU, I have selected the next song as a punishment. What's the difference between the ACLU and NBC? ACLU stands for the American Communist Lawyers Union. NBC stands for Nothing But Communists. The most beautiful ad I saw for religion was done by the Mormon Church. And it was called One Man. And it was explaining how Jesus affected the lives of billions. And I thought it was the greatest ad I ever saw plugging Jesus. And thank you, Mormon Church, for all you do.
Get a religion.